USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising his choices for the federal bench.
My administration and Republicans in Congress have now confirmed more than 150 federal judges.
Speaking at the White House, the president also says that the numbers keep rising and the figures represent quality and quantity. President Trump is praising his choices for the federal bench. Speaking at the White House, the president notes the number of approved federal judges.
In terms of, I'd like to say, quality and quantity, we are going to be, I think, just about number one by the time we finish, number one of any president.
Wednesday night, President Trump is holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Louisiana, and former AG Jeff Sessions will run for his old Senate seat in Alabama. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The governor of Kentucky is not going down without a fight after his narrow supposed loss. Matt Bevin is asking for an official recanvass of votes in last night's election. Current results show him losing by around 5,100 votes. Bevin says there were numerous voter irregularities and has refused to concede. In other news, Republican Darrell Cameron becomes the first African-American attorney general elected in Kentucky. President Trump will observe Veterans Day this Monday in New York City. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
President Trump will be there to kick off the city's 100th annual Veterans Day parade. Speaking at the parade's opening ceremony, which the White House says will be a first for a president, the United War Veterans Council, which organizes the event, says Trump will then lay a wreath at the Eternal Light Memorial in Madison Square Park, followed by taps, a 21-gun salute, and then the parade, which will step off at noon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, Mexico's president is rebuffing President Trump's offer of U.S. military assistance in a war against drug cartels. Sheriff Mark Lamb is from Pinal County, Arizona. He tells Fox News there's violence still along the U.S.-Mexico border.
From day one, our President Trump has understood how important it is to secure our borders. You know, and a lot of people, they get sidetracked, especially politics in Washington. But this is the reality of what can happen. I think recently we've seen a lot of violence. And if we don't secure our borders, who are we to believe that that violence is not going to spill over into our country? We get little pockets of it. You know, there are violent crimes that the cartel commits in our country throughout this entire country. It's just not as awful as what we just saw this week.
First Lady Melania Trump is visiting a Boston hospital to observe a cuddling program that helps infants born dependent on drugs or alcohol. The First Lady greets medical workers outside the pediatric intensive care unit as part of her Be Best initiative.
It is so important to acknowledge and show gratitude for what you are doing to help mothers who struggle with addiction and babies born with neonatal abstinence syndrome.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.